Cambodia's UN-backed war crimes tribunal on Tuesday will for the first time convene a trial of a former Khmer Rouge leader. Khang Kek Il, known as Doik, faces charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, torture, and murder for his role as head of the S21 detention center. More than 12,000 Cambodians accused of disloyalty to the Khmer Rouge were jailed, tortured, and executed at the Phnom Penh center. William Smith, a deputy co-prosecutor for the case, spoke on a panel to journalists in Bangkok last week. He said the hearing Tuesday would decide on procedural matters and hear legal arguments against the case.
We'll very much dictate how this trial will proceed and the type of evidence that the public will get to hear. So it's a very important date, of course. It's the first time that someone's been brought to account for the Khmer Rouge atrocities.
Doik was found and interviewed by journalist Nick Dunlop in 1999 along the Thai-Cambodia border. Shortly after, he was taken into custody and held for 8 years before being turned over to the War Crimes Tribunal. Richard Rogers is working in the court's defense support section and also spoke on the panel. He said despite Doik's crimes, he may deserve leniency, as he is the only significant former Khmer Rouge official to have confessed.
As a court dispensing justice that is not just about punishment or retribution, but is also about reconciliation and closure, what is the appropriate sentence, if any, for a man such as Doik, a man who has confessed to his crimes, who has assisted the investigation, and who has shown remorse and asked for forgiveness?
There are four higher-ranking former Khmer Rouge leaders now in custody who are set to face trial next year. A foreign co-prosecutor at the tribunal recommended 6 additional former Khmer Rouge leaders be brought to trial, but his Cambodian counterpart objected. The objection raised concerns the Cambodian government was pressuring the court to limit prosecutions. The Cambodian government has many former Khmer Rouge cadres, including Prime Minister Hun Sen. He has indicated he wants the trials limited to the 5 prosecutions. Heather Ryan spoke on the panel for the Open Society Justice Initiative, an organization monitoring the tribunal's fairness.
The prosecution of more than 5 persons is important to the credibility of this court, both to show a broad picture to the people of Cambodia and the world of what happened during the Khmer Rouge period, and to demonstrate the integrity of the court and its freedom from political interference.
Ryan says another problem is raising awareness among Cambodians. More than half of Cambodia's current population was born after the Khmer Rouge period, and she says many young people question the extent of recorded atrocities.
This court will not be a success, no matter how good the trials are, if the people of Cambodia don't know and understand what's going on.
The communist Khmer Rouge controlled Cambodia for only a few years, but their reign of terror resulted in the deaths of an estimated 1.7 million Cambodians. Under their fanatical leader, Pol Pot, the Khmer Rouge attempted to create a communist utopia. City dwellers were forced into the countryside, and anyone who looked educated or was accused of disloyalty was tortured and often executed. The Khmer Rouge was ousted when Vietnam, fed up with Pol Pot's excesses, invaded in 1979. The Khmer Rouge was driven to the Thai border, where they fought a guerrilla-style civil war for more than a decade before their members were slowly captured or surrendered. Pol Pot died before he could face trial. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Bangkok.